Today's episode is brought to you by the AuthorCraft community. This is a hub and resource library just for authors, designed to give you the resources to help you launch and promote your book with success. Whether you're about to launch a book or you already have a book that you want to get more strategic about promoting and marketing, the AuthorCraft community is a great spot to get access to live trainings, recorded trainings, scripts, checklists, and more, access to get your questions answered in a way that gives you the strategy and success you need to launch and promote your book with success. Access the show notes to get the link to AuthorCraft community and get strategic with your book today. It's time for another episode of Bound for Bestseller, book marketing and book launch strategy for authors. My promise to you in this podcast is simple: share tactical insights and advice you can use to help launch your book successfully and strategically. Hi, I'm Valerie Morris, best-selling author and book marketing coach. I've infused my 15 plus years in digital marketing alongside real-world application on my own book projects as well as my clients. I'm here to help break down some of the big barriers so that you can get your book out into the world. Let's dive in. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Bound for Bestseller. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about the timing of your book launch. And let's just be honest, let's just be real about this. A lot of people have a lot of anxiety over getting the timing right. Now, I get it. I 100% get this, because you only launch your book for the first time once. You only get one shot. In our house, we like to imitate Eminem and go, you only get one shot, one opportunity. And, you know, we say it all with attitude and whatnot, but it's true. With your book launch, you really only put it out to the world the first time, one time. You have that first opportunity. And for a lot of people launching a book, you may only launch one book in your life. And so you want to make sure that you get it right. And so that's where, you know, a lot of this anxiety comes into play. And I get it. I obsessed over this myself, but at some point you have to get to the point of moving beyond this. It's really important that you don't get fixated on how and when you're going to launch your book. There are so many different ways to go about it. Ultimately, you have to find the path and the route that's going to be perfect for you. And you're not going to get everything 100% correct. There are going to be things that you're going to look back on your book launch and you're going to say, gosh, I wish I would have done that differently. Oh, I shouldn't have done it that way. Oh, I should have done this instead. There's always new ideas and new things that you could have, would have, should have, right? But let's just focus on getting things majority the right way, right? Like, let's not obsess about perfection. Let's just go after a great option. Okay. And great may not mean perfect. So when we're talking about launching your book, there are just a few things. Obviously, you can get a little bit more granular, and I talk about some of those specifics in my coaching and in some of my programs, but there's a few kind of overarching things that you just want to make sure you have your bases covered when you're picking your launch. So first of all, I'll just say that I don't believe that there's necessarily like one specific time that is better to launch your book than another. I do think there are generally a few times of the year that I tend to avoid, and that's just because I'm observing what's going on in the world around me. So there's no rocket science here. It's just pure observation. I typically do not like to launch books around the holidays, and that's largely because people are distracted. People are focused on buying Christmas presents, they are focused on holiday parties, they are focused on getting their house ready for guests. And if you try to launch your book, you become part of that noise that people are already experiencing at this time of year. While the holiday season can be great, from yes, like if your book is a great, makes a great gift, you can potentially do some great pushes around that. However, just keep in mind that you are part of the noisiest time of the year. And so, good or bad, just go into it with eyes wide open. And also keep in mind that you might be really busy around this time of year with your own holiday parties, your own holiday preparations, your own gifts buying and gift giving. So if you are going to do a big book launch, you need to make sure that you have the bandwidth. That leads me into my next point of just in general, regardless of what time of year or day of the month or day of the week that you choose to launch your book, make sure that you are covering your bases in terms of your own ability to launch this book. If you know that you have kids that are in back to school season in the month of August, perhaps launching a book of your own in August is not the best move. Not because August is a bad month. August can actually be a great month to launch a book, and I've seen authors do a great job with it. But if you personally cannot give the attention to your book launch, it's not worth pursuing that time frame. You want to make sure that you have enough mental capacity and physical capacity in your schedule to accommodate all of the communication and the activity that comes up around your launch. And I say that with the knowledge of knowing that even the people who hire me to manage their book launches for them, even the people who hire me to help them with the last minute publishing support or some of the logistics behind the scenes, even those people, they still have an important role to play in their launch. And that is because they are the face of the brand. They are the author. And there are simply some activities that I cannot do behind the scenes for someone. You have to do the Facebook Live. You have to communicate with your friends and family who are supporting your book. You have to reply to comments and messages because you know those personal relationships unlike anyone else in the entire world. So just give yourself that capacity to say, okay, this is a better time for me to launch my book. When it comes to launching your book, then the other big thing to think through is similar to the holiday season of just, you know, think through, what are my people doing at this time of year? If you are launching a book and your network is largely full of CPAs, perhaps promoting your book in Q1 of a year is not the best time because most CPAs are really, really slammed. So you want to just think through natural rhythms of what does your year look like? What are the busy times versus not? Are the people that I'm asking to pay attention during my launch, whether they've officially signed up to be part of my street team or not, are these people going to be able to pay attention? And you may not have a cut and dry answer, but if your audience is very, very niche and you know exactly who you're talking to, if you're talking to all those CPAs, don't launch a book on April 2nd. Wait until after tax day has passed. You know, it's just some of these basic things. You just want to think through the patterns that you and your audience are experiencing from time to time. You can get into the minutiae. You can get a lot more strategic with the date. But ultimately, if you just follow these general guidelines around measuring your own bandwidth and understanding the bandwidth of the people in your audience, you will be a lot more successful and you will pick a day that makes sense and not one that you're just throwing a dart at the dartboard and hoping that it's a good day. You can go in with confidence knowing that myself and my audience are ready to help make this book a success.